The words, I can't, are all too commonplace in many people's vocabularies today. But what if there was no such thing as can't? When you invite Jesus into your situation. Pastor Steve shares his exploration of this in today's episode of Quick Points with Pastor Steve.
The following podcast is a production of Diakonos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. And brought to you by wonderful donors like you.
Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a short topical commentary and lesson on how the Bible addresses everyday situations and the thoughts we face in our daily lives. Let's listen as Pastor Steve shares this week's topic. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Steve, and I welcome you to this week's episode of Quick Points. Have you ever taken the time to recount how many times you have said, I can't? I recently responded to a young man on Facebook who was asking for help because he couldn't quit smoking. Being a former smoker myself, I asked him to really evaluate himself and his issue. I asked him to consider what aspects of quitting are providing him difficulty. Sometimes when you analyze the problem, you come to discover that your can't turns into a won't. Now, of course I know not every situation is so cut and dry. My quitting smoking was abrupt following a major heart attack. I was scared straight. If you take the time to really think about your own can't moments, how many of them were truly won't moments? I bet you'll find there are quite a few. I know I have quite a list, especially here of late. I've realized that can't usually comes or is closely related to doubt. I've considered 4 points of doubt that come with the word can't. We say we can't because we doubt our own abilities or knowledge. We say we can't because we doubt our trust in someone else. We say we can't because we doubt our safety or the environment that we're in. We say we can't because we doubt our faith in God or the power of God. So, let's look into God's Word and what it says about the topic of doubt. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 26 through 31, Isaiah writes about the boundless influence of God. Look up into the heavens. Who created all the stars? He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by its name. Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. This is the basis of faith. When we lose sight of the boundless power of God, we start to question our own abilities. We allow evil to weaken our trust in both our fellow man and our God. No, God doesn't turn us into supermen or superwomen, but He can empower us to overcome our struggles and doubts. Doubt, discouragement, and difficulty are all big topics in the Bible. Either through evil's influence or life circumstances, these are all aspects of humanity that are expected in everyone's life journey. These moments, like many we encounter, come down to how you approach and handle them. As we now read in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our gracious God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. Now, let's re-explore our can't-won't situation now that we have read these two segments of Scripture. Imagine being in a hot air balloon. When takeoff, the pilot falls out and you are left alone lifting up into the current of the breeze. In that moment, would you say, "I can't do anything to change the situation and prepare for the worst?" Or will you try to understand how to control the balloon to cushion you from a violent fall? In another case, you might say, "I won't do anything. Sit down in the bottom of the basket and accept that you are likely going to die or face serious injury." I would hope your need for self-preservation would not allow you to say, "I won't." Or you would have a reasonable belief that the hot air balloon's ability to create lift and fall has the ability to bring you down safely by firing the burner. This is faith. Trusting that the balloon has the ability to help you change the situation if you believe it can. But you have to be willing to take the controls and have the true desire to change your situation. This is all God asks from us in our times of discouragement and doubt. To understand, there is no such thing as can't if we have faith in ourselves and faith in God. There is only won't, that state of remaining in your doubt and discouragement. But won't does not honor ourselves or honor our God. If you won't make a focused effort and won't have faith in yourself and God, then you have already placed yourself in self-defeat. Not because you can't do it, but because you won't commit to doing it with conviction. Now let's pause to listen to a song by the group 17th Time Down called By Faith. Welcome back. The Apostle Paul, a man who, despite once being completely against the teaching of Christ and tortured Christians, became a believer, faced torture, arrest, starvation, and many other trials in the course of his ministry, wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 through 14, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty. He wrote these words in appreciation to the church in Philippi, who saw to his needs while he was under house arrest for preaching the gospel. Even while under arrest and facing execution, he maintained his faith. He did not give up on his ministry and say, I can't do anything. He continued to write letters of instruction, appreciation, and correction to the churches he established, even while imprisoned. He continued even under pressure to stop. He never took to won't, even when it would have saved his life up until he was beheaded for his unwavering faith. As Paul pointed out, we can do everything through Christ who strengthens us, but we have to remain faithful to ourselves and God, open-hearted and willing to overcome our doubts. It is our duty as believers to look out for the well-being of each other. We are to lean on each other in those difficult times. We should constantly check ourselves and our brothers and sisters' well-being. This is written in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. You must warn each other every day, while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. So, if you are facing hard times right now, questioning your faith, or just facing tough choices, share these with your fellow brothers and sisters. Raise it up in prayer, but most of all, remember, there is no such thing as can't. Don't forget to lay it at Jesus' feet. Jesus died to save us from not only sin, but from ourselves. I'm Pastor Steve. I wish you a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Take care. God bless.
We thank you for listening today. If you have been blessed by this episode today, we encourage you to share it with others. Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a production of Diakonos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. If you would like to ask a question about this episode, or would like to share a topic for a future episode, email us at quickpoints-podcast@dimom.org, or visit our anchor.fm page at anchor.fm/quickpoints to record your question or suggestion. We might just use your message in an episode on your topic. Thanks again for joining us today, and God bless you.